Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host, back with you tonight, and we have our guest back by the name of Reed, and he's going to be doing the Fairy Tarot and the Goddess Guidance Oracle cards. So, and I myself is going to be using the Pendulum Chart, and I'm going to be doing some readings to do with health, financial, and love. And I also give percentages, so if you have a pen and paper, please write down these three questions that I will be asking you in the reading. So anyways, let's go ahead and get started with our first caller. It looks like we don't have a lot of callers tonight.
But we're going to start with our first caller from the 347 area. You're on the air. Please state your name, where you're from. 347, you're on the air.
Technical problem.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Adrian, I can hear you. Sorry, everybody. Our computer's having an issue, it looks like.
Well, it might just be Blog Talk Radio. Sometimes this happens. Let's try it again. 347, you're on the air. 347, you're on the air. Can you hear us, 347? You might want to try back and call in again, 347. We're going to be doing some readings. For right now, we're going to have Reed pull an oracle card for our, we'll start with the oracle card since nobody's calling in right now. So until we get some callers, we're going to have Reed pull us an oracle card and let it say what it has to say about the economy and everything that's been going on. Well, it looks like we got one more caller. Let's go ahead with the 956 area.
Sounds wonderful.
You're on the air.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show. I just wanted to ask you if you could tell me anything about my love life.
Okay, your love life. So what I'm going to be using is called the Pendulum Chart Volume 1. And I'm going to be asking you a couple of questions on regarding your love life with the chart. And what I would like you to do is get a pen and paper and write this question down. Okay.
Okay.
Are you currently in a relationship right now? Can you hear me?
Yes, no.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to pick out a good question for you, and then I want you to write it down. Okay, the issue of
this person, have you been feeling kind of lonely lately?
Yes. In a way, okay. I'm not sure if I'm in a relationship or not with this man. It's because at first he was real nice to me. He asked me out and everything. But lately he's been really distant, and it's been 4 days since I've heard from him.
Okay, so there's a lot of distance between the both of you, and you've been feeling a lot of loneliness?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so put down the issue of this person's loneliness would be with this person is, and then I'm going to go ahead and as you put that down, you're going to put blank. You're going to put loneliness is and then put blank. And I'm going to give you the answer here with the pendulum. and it's landing on emotional health. So I want you to put down emotional health. So what I'm getting is that you've been having a lot of emotional health issues.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to ask to what degree of the percent your emotional health is right now. And I want you to write down the percentage. And right now it's at 30%. So what I'd like you to do is write down 30%. And then we're going to ask the aspect of this outcome would be, and I want you to write that down, the aspect of this outcome would be, we're checking your outcome. And write down selfish desires. So what I'm getting is that in order for you and him to be truly together is that you need to be really clear, either you or him need to be really clear on what you really desire. Because right now one of you, and I don't think it's you, but it might be him. He might be, right now he's interacting with his own selfish desires based on a relationship, and this is causing a lot of emotional health issues for you.
Okay.
So you need to change that percentage if you guys want to be together. Let's see what percentage you need to get it to. I'm not saying you have to get that to 50%. So right now, right now, 50%. And we've just changed the percentage, and right now it's up to 50. We're just cleaning the space of the area. And really, what I like you to do is I like you to just wave your wand and imagine.
Really?
And imagine this, we're going to do some energy work. And imagine this energy.
Declare itself so it can go up to 50%.
I can do that.
Okay, great. And I want you to tell me what you feel from this energy that Reed's sending you. He's going to do some wand magic energy for you.
My Reiki energy is turning on right now.
And what are you feeling from that?
Just a little bit lighter.
Yeah, he's clearing the space for you. Okay, Reed. Did that feel good, Reed?
Wait, that was probably, that turned my Reiki on. Are you familiar with Reiki?
No.
Oh, so that's just a form of, like, energy healing, and, like, it really energy flowing.
Okay, Reed, what do you see in your cards now?
What was your name again?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, for you, I did a little card spread for the next year and of, like, dealing with the energy of your love life. And I'll just leave real quick because we're short on time. The juggler card, that means, like, you're going to be very busy. You have too many, like, different things to handle to focus on, like, love at the moment. Like, you've got so many different, like, things like chores or errands, like, different areas of your life, like, different attention. And then we got in the summer. The card of the love life of your summer is the Lady of Song. And this lady, this fairy, she is saying you need to make sure you're, like, the summer you're going to be more independent,
You're going to be more satisfied. And, like, in the summer, you're definitely going to get more, like, inner peace. And I'm getting a feeling like conflicts will be resolved. This is what the card is saying. But a lot of satisfaction. So you will get some satisfaction in the summer. You're finally going to kind of, like, squish some unresolved issues that you've been waiting to get rid of. But then in the fall, you got the card, the oh no card. And this little fairy is the fairy of kind of, like, mishaps and, like, little things in your life going wrong. So when it comes to your love life, you're going to have, like, a little disruption in the energy. And kind of not big things, because this card represents little things, like, so maybe, like, little fights over stupid things or just, like, stupid little mishaps that shouldn't matter, but that if you're not careful, they'll turn into bigger things.
Okay.
And then your winter, love life in your winter is the two mind card. And that means you're kind of going to be kind of conflicted, and you're going to not know which path to choose, and you're going to want two different things, and you're going to have two different opinions about them. And that concludes the card reading for the year.
And what does the oracle have to say for me?
The goddess oracle, she says... The goddess Vesta. She's the goddess of the home, and it's saying you need to improve your household situation either through a move or a healthy change in the home. So it's saying you need to bring more healthy energy into your home.
Okay.
And how did that help you? Did that kind of give you some insight on what you're going through right now?
Yes, it did. Yeah, it's just that he's been, like, really distant lately, and it's been 4 days since he's contacted me. He is older than me, though.
He is older.
So, I'm sorry?
And what stopped the communication between you and him?
I have no idea. I've been trying to contact him, and his phone is always off, and he hasn't been to work in 4 days.
Well, I personally am sensing a lot of fear.
I'm sorry?
I'm sensing the energy of fear, so he's kind of afraid of him. He is trying to avoid things. He is avoiding things on purpose. It's because he's doing it out of...
Well, and I also think, like the chart was saying about selfish desires, I don't think he's really sure what he wants right now. Yeah, more of himself. Yeah. And I think that this is causing a lot of emotional health for you, so you need to kind of pull off from energy a little bit, and I think that's why we had Reed clear out the space for you to raise the percentages. So you're going to start seeing some results after tonight. So
okay, so I shouldn't let him go, or I stay with him and see what happens?
Well, it doesn't say to let him go. It just means you just need to give him a little space for him to heal.
Okay.
Because it takes a process for him to, for Reed to clear out the space and the bad energy, you know, it takes time for it to manifest. So.
Oh, but that doesn't mean that he's with somebody else, right?
No, I'm not getting that at all in the cards. He's kind of more, like the pendulum chart said, he's focused on himself, right? Not other people.
Okay.
And
yeah,
selfish
I'm
desires, a lot of it has to do with itself, like Reed says.
Okay, no, it's just that I'm really interested in him, and he is about 20 years older than me, so this is like my first relationship where, you know, a guy's older than me. So.
He's older than you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe he's more into, instead of focusing on relationship, maybe he's more focused on his career and, yeah, career and money and so, yeah.
Okay,
a lot more financial.
Yeah, because you had told me that he was separated and that he was getting a divorce. I know that he's living somewhere else and not with her anymore, but, you know, sometimes I still have the doubt in my mind. So
you want to know on the pendulum if he's with somebody?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I see. I'm checking for you. And it's saying no, not right now.
Okay. But he is interested in me and so, does want to be with me?
Let's check your percentage now that we did the clearing. And right now it's at 50%, so it is saying yes. It just went up to 50. Because he cleared the space for you.
Yeah, because I'm hoping to see him tomorrow if he does go to work. So I just want him to come to me first and not me go to him.
Well, that's going to take some time, you know, with his commitment. But he will eventually come to you.
Okay.
But we need to move on to the next caller.
Thank you.
We can help you. Feel free to call in again. Let's go to the next caller from the 901 area. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, this
Hi,
is Linda.
Hi, and how can I help you?
Calling in to, I just want to get a reading on a relationship between me and someone.
Okay, so, okay. And what's this person's name?
Joey.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and give you a relationship compatibility.
Okay.
Reading. And how this works is I'm going to be asking you some questions.
Okay.
Having to do with the situation, okay?
Okay.
So, if you have a pen and paper, you can write these down so that way you can read them back to yourself. That way it'll make more sense to you.
Okay, I'll get it.
All right. Hello? Are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, the first thing I'm going to ask you is, and I want you to write this down, it's saying, is this name Joey compatible with me in attributes? And that is the question that we're going to be asking with the chart. And I want you to write that down. Is Joey compatible with me in attribute?
In attribute.
Is this name Joey compatible with me in attribute?
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you the answer. And I want you to write it down, and then I'm going to give you the percentage.
Okay.
Okay, and the answer is responsibility. And I want you to write down responsibility.
I got it.
Okay, and I'm going to give you the the percentage. To what degree does this affect me?
To what degree does this affect me?
Mm-hmm. Now it's at 40%. 40% is really good.
Is that 40% on the responsibility or to both these questions?
40% having to do with how it affects you.
Okay, 40%.
It's affecting you in a big chunk of your life, so it's about 40%.
Okay.
And in which percentage does this affect me emotionally? Okay. It affects you about 30% in your emotional life.
Okay, 30% to that one. Okay.
And which does this affect me in his commitments? And I'm going to go ahead and give you the answer here.
Okay, does this affect me in his commitment?
Right.
Okay.